Until the 15th century, Scotland did not have a university. Why was the nation's first one established in St Andrews? The town's cathedral was the seat of the most important church official in the country and a destination for pilgrims from all over Europe who came to revere the bones of St Andrew. The town was therefore a centre of Christianity. A medieval university was a place of Christian learning. Therefore, the religious centre of Scotland was the perfect place for the country's first one. Wardlaw was Bishop of St Andrews between 1403 and 1440, and it was at the time of his episcopacy, and perhaps at his invitation, that a group of scholars began to lecture in the town in May 1410. Wardlaw formalised the community in 1412. Wardlaw's coat of arms consists of three crosses and three massels, or diamond shapes, which are included on the university shield to show Wardlaw's role in the university's foundation. In the medieval period, the Pope needed to confirm a university before it was officially recognised and before it could award degrees. In August 1413, six papal bulls were sent to St Andrews to provide this confirmation. The document was sent by Pope Benedict XIII. Pope Benedict's birth name was Pedro de Luna. He was from Aragon, which is now a part of Spain, and in his native Spanish language, the word Luna means moon. That is why there is a crescent on the university coat of arms, to show the role that Pope Benedict played in the university's foundation.